Switching gears now, we are going to head to St. Louis, where an important competition is underway. It is the 2013 U.S. and Women's Chess Championships. Now, we've covered the event before, but this year we decided to ask two of the youngest competitors to join us. Caden Troff is the current under-14 World Youth Chess Champion. And at age 15, Sarah Chang is the youngest woman competing in the Women's Chess Championships. Welcome to you both. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Now, Caden, you are not new to competition, but you are one of the youngest competitors ever at this competition, as I understand it. How does it feel? Does it feel nerve-wracking, exciting?
It feels very exciting. For me, it's like, okay, I'm not expected to win, and they're just going to have to be scared of this little kid, because if they lose, it's not going to be good for them. But if I lose, it's like, okay, whatever.
Sarah, what is it about chess that attracts you to it?
I just love competing against other people and trying to outsmart them. So chess is a great way to do this.
Do you try to psych out your competitors? I mean, do you like stare at each other? You know, like boxers do, stare each other down, try to instill fear? Or what do you do?
I'm like really uncomfortable trying to make other people uncomfortable. So yeah, I try not to like look at them weird or kick them under the table or something like that.
People do that? People kick each other?
Yeah, I've heard stories of that before. Though no one's ever tried to kick me under the table, but some people do.
Oh my goodness. Caden, what about you? Do you try to psych out your competition in any way?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of do. I think I fail most of the time. Most of the players know I'm a pretty nice kid. Well, at least I hope they think that about me. But there's some staring going down in the chess tournament. You have players that will literally try and scare their chess player right off the board just by looking at them. I've received some of that look, and you know, some players will try and look confident. I have some players that smile at me, and that's kind of creepy. it happens, and it's interesting to just, from a spectator's point, to watch other players do this to their opponents.
How would you describe your style of play, Sarah?
I think most people would consider me to be more of a positional player. I also do like tactics, but I think my feel for chess is more positional.
Hmm. Caden, what about you? How would you describe your style of play?
There's a huge difference between me and like these top players. They understand it so well, so I feel like I have a good tactical understanding. Still need to improve that. And I have a decent positional understanding and still need to improve that. And I mean, that's what is so great about chess. There's so much you can do to try and improve.
You're not being like fake humble, are you? Trying to throw me off, are you?
I don't know.
Not really.
I guess some people consider... Some people say I'm humble, but I think I'm an amazing person. So I don't think I'm that humble.
Okay, well, bring it on. I understand that both of you were in Washington, D.C. last month to support a resolution naming St. Louis the chess capital of the U.S., and that both of you gave chess lessons to some members of Congress and their staffs. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, did they? Were they good students?
They didn't outlaw any of my moves, so that worked out pretty well.
That worked out pretty well. Sarah, what about you? Were they good students?
Yeah, basically, they just kept on asking me what the best move was, so I ended up playing both sides of the board, pretty much.
Well, I can understand that. It would have been kind of embarrassing to beat, you know, your member of Congress. You never know. That could have been, kind of had implications down the road. You never know. So what is next for each of you? I mean, what are you hoping for? Sarah, do you want to start?
I'm striving to become a GM. But as for what
GM
I want to do...
A grandmaster.
Yeah, just a grandmaster. And I'm striving to become that, but I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do later on in life, if I'm going to pursue chess for the rest of my life or if I'm going to do something else. That's still in question for me.
Hmm. Caden, what about you? What are you hoping for?
Oh, so I would like to be a GM. I want to be hopefully one of the top in the world one day, but I think for me, I pretty clearly want to seek out chess as my career. At some point in my life, I want to help other kids really seek out their passion in chess. I definitely admire people that are doing that, and you see that a lot from the St. Louis Chess Club.
Do you ever feel like you wish more people understood what it is that you do and just how good you are at it?
I've had some people ask, like, what do your friends think that you're playing in the U.S. Championship? I'm like, they think it's cool. They understand U.S. and they understand championship, but they don't understand chess. They don't understand these top players here, people I've watched for years. And it's so fascinating to me to be at this event and watch these players, but for them, they don't understand it. Now, for me, I don't understand basketball nearly as well as probably the average teenager. So I guess from what I've seen, I have some friends that are really into sports, so they definitely understand that. But yeah, they don't understand very much chess, and I think there's this huge pursuit between all the chess players to actively seek out publicizing chess.
Mm. You think it would be fun if there were things like, I don't know, what would make it better? What would make it more fun? You think cheerleaders? I don't know.
There's been some talk about we need to get some cheerleaders in chess. I think for me, it's hopefully regular people that don't really know and understand chess can go to my blog or someone else's blog, read it and say, oh, that's interesting. There's this whole chess world. I didn't know that.
Caden Troff is the current under-14 World Youth Chess Champion. He earned the International Master title. Also with us, Sarah Chang. She is currently the highest-ranked female in the country, age 16 and younger. She's the youngest woman participating in the Women's Chess Championships. Best of luck to you both. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.